Pacific Northern Gas Limited, PNG, defended its proposed 53% natural gas delivery rate increase during a tense May 26 Kitimat Council meeting, citing declining industrial demand and rising regulatory costs. The company described the three-year plan as a necessary reset, aimed at restoring financial stability to its PNG West system. The increase would see an average residential hike of 20% in 2025, followed by 28% in 2026 and 5% in 2027. "We understand your concerns and we share your concerns," said David Keir, PNG's Director of Business Development and Stakeholder Relations. He appeared alongside Amanda Ward, Director of Legal and Regulatory Affairs, to present the company's 750-page revenue requirements application. PNG West's pipeline, built in 1968, is now operating at just 20% of its 576-kilometer capacity. Major industrial clients such as Methanex and Eurocan have shut down in recent years, while more recent sawmill and pellet plant closures have further reduced demand. Keir pointed to a potential recovery linked to the Ridley Island LNG export facility under development in Prince Rupert, saying the company is actively pursuing new industrial customers to strengthen its load base. Ward said PNG recovered $20 million in securities from cancelled contracts, avoiding a 44% rate spike in 2024. She also noted that new pipeline safety regulations introduced after a 2018 Enbridge explosion have added significant costs, prompting PNG to undertake extensive integrity work. Councillor Mario Feldhoff questioned why customers must absorb those costs while shareholder returns remain protected. Citing his own household bill, he pointed out that delivery charges now far exceed the cost of gas. Ward responded that shareholder returns are not decided by PNG but are approved by the BC Utilities Commission, BCUC. "We don't unilaterally decide what to provide to our shareholders. They get a fixed rate of return approved by the commission," she said. That explanation did little to ease concern. "The shareholder needs to feel pain, because the consumers certainly are," Feldhoff said. The meeting also addressed public confusion over the federal carbon tax rollback. PNG previously stated that the removal of the tax would reduce the net bill impact to about $1 per month. However, Keir admitted the message was poorly communicated. He explained that the company is required to present total bill impacts, including tax reductions, when applying for a rate change. Many customers misinterpreted the presentation to mean the increase simply replaced the tax. Councillor Terry Marlowe, referencing formal objections filed by Kitimat, Telkwa, and the North Coast Regional District, called for clearer public documentation on how the proposed reset would work. Ward said the three-year plan is publicly available on the regulator's website and is fixed. While there will be no rate drop after 2026, she said increases would stabilize and return to more predictable levels. "We are hoping not to be sitting here with this message in the future," she said. PNG also committed to working with low-income customers on billing support and payment plans. An interim 19.9% rate increase took effect May 1, but the BCUC has not yet issued its final decision. The Commission will continue reviewing public submissions and financial data. If the final approved rates differ, PNG may be directed to make retroactive adjustments to customer bills.